Quiet, please. Play.
William Hill brings you expert previews and live in-play betting analysis every day of Wimbledon 2050. InPlayRadio.co.uk. Your eyes on a world of betting.
In football, when you get a good team who are a big price, you're kind of almost duty-bound to back them because anything can happen. Not quite the same in tennis, Nick, but Maria Sharapova is 4-1 here. Serena Williams 1-6. Anyone who likes tennis will know that Serena Williams has got the sign over Maria Sharapova. 17-2 the head-to-head reads, and 16 on the spin for Serena Williams. Two matches on grass in that 16-match sequence. Once at the Olympics in 2012 when she beat a 6-love 6-1, and at Wimbledon back in 2010 when she beat a 7-6 6-4. That was a closer one, Nick. Can Maria Sharapova end the hoodoo?
Do you know, I'd love to be able to sit here and give you a long spiel about how she could, but I'm not sure I can. As much as I would like to try, and as much as 4-1 is a very attractive price for what has been a very consistent player this season, or certainly this grass court season, I think you have to look a little bit more in depth, Lee, as well, and say, who's Sharapova beaten so far at these championships? She's beaten the highest ranked player. She's beaten this 30th player in the world. I think that was Begu. So I think you've got to a little bit go into this and say, well, has she had a real test yet, Sharapova, in this tournament? Has she played someone who can really hurt her? Obviously, Coco Vandeweghe was a good performance, so to win that in three. And that's before you even get to the head-to-head, as you talk about. And last time she beat her was 2004, as you mentioned. People talk about, is she in her head? I've heard a lot of that in the last couple of days. Is Sharapova not able to beat Serena because she's in her head? It's nothing to do with that. I can assure you, it's nothing to do with that. It's simply a case of Serena does everything better. And that starts with the serve. And predominantly that starts with the second serve, because Sharapova is vulnerable of her second serve. During this tournament alone, she's only won 41% of points behind her second serve. Now, if she does that today, and one would imagine, to be honest, if she got to 40%, she'd be doing well against the best and most aggressive returner in the game, then she's going to have half a chance. But I really can't see it. I think, you know, Serena's record at semifinals at majors, I think I read this morning, it was 24 wins and 3 defeats in the semifinals of majors. And now this is a woman who, when she gets going at a tournament, as we all know, is almost unstoppable. So for me, I think it's Serena. They did play a very close match here, it should be said, a couple of years ago. I think it was 6-4, 7-6, one of the best matches I remember from the women's side a couple of years ago. I can see it being close, but I can't see Sharapova taking a set. I really can't. I don't think she's played well enough so far this tournament against players who have been a little under par. Serena's had her test already and on numerous occasions and is getting better and better. And confidence is probably at an all-time high. And she knows that she has the game all round in all departments to take care of Sharapova. So I think there's probably not much value here, but I think you're looking at Serena 2 love. I think from a games perspective, I'd probably looking at something like a 6-4, 6-3. I think that's probably what the scoreline I'd expect.
Yeah, you've just answered a question I was going to ask you very quickly, but I won't bother now. Maria Sharapova plus 4.5 games is even money, but you'd need 6-4, 6-4, or you know, a 7-5, 6-4 basically to land that. But no, it's fair enough. Serena in 2 there at 1-2.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.